One of the great things about modern times is that information technology jobs are cool. Thanks to people like Steve Jobs, when you tell your friends you're going to have a LAN party over the weekend, you're going to get a clap on the back instead of ridiculed. Nowadays, if someone calls you a nerd, it's a compliment. I certainly could have appreciated that attitude shift about 20 years ago. But for those of us that want to have careers in technology, there is a dark side to this magical transformation of society. Because jobs are disappearing. This past week, Cisco announced that they are eliminating 5,500 jobs. The company stated they are shifting to an Internet of Things strategy, and they are looking to eliminate legacy hardware production. So as IT companies move towards the cloud, what is happening to all of these jobs? I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is Sourcecast episode number 37. Before we get into our main topic, let's review the acquisitions that occurred in the last 8 days. Microsoft has acquired a company known as Beam. From what I've read, this company is actually owned by a teenager. So what is Beam? It's a competitor to Switch, which allows gamers to record and interact with their fans and fellow gamers. While many people who listen to this podcast are not necessarily interested in gaming, it is interesting to see where Microsoft is investing their money. There are rumors in the gaming community that Microsoft is going after Steam, which is another gaming platform. Microsoft sort of wants that market, wants people to be able to download games directly into their systems, eliminate the physical media. Microsoft wants to get more integrated into that, and the gaming community is afraid that they will kill Steam and these other platforms. Microsoft is currently getting their rear ends kicked by Sony PlayStation. The most recent version of the PlayStation, PlayStation 4, is outselling the Microsoft platform, Microsoft One, significantly. Salesforce bought another company, an analytics outfit called Beyond Core. It's a hardcore name. Beyond Core. The agreement was made for an undisclosed sum, but what is Beyond Core? It touts tight integration with Microsoft Office, and rumors are that this company will have a degree of autonomy after the acquisition. Dare I say I'm excited. I know I'm never going to get away from Microsoft Office, so any improvements that they make just makes my job a lot easier. And speaking of jobs, glad to have one, so let's not beat around the bush. Cisco. We don't cover them a lot on this podcast, but they announced that they are eliminating up to 5,500 jobs. The original number in the original article that came out early in the week was 17,000 jobs, but they've peeled back from that, at least for now. So why is Cisco eliminating these jobs? Why did Microsoft eliminate a bunch of jobs? Why did HP eliminate a bunch of jobs? Why did EMC eliminate a bunch of jobs? They're not making any money on hardware. IBM pretty much sold off most of their hardware platforms. They have mainframe and storage. HP is hanging on to their hardware, surprisingly. Although they split off desktops and printers, because I guess that's not making any money. EMC clearly sees the struggles in the market, which is why they agreed to the acquisition from Dell. So Cisco, they're shifting their business away from hardware and more into Internet of Things infrastructure. I do believe that the Internet of Things is the future of computing, and it's wise to have an investment in there. But is it concerning to anyone that nobody seems to want to make hardware anymore except for China? Allow me to paint another picture. So now we have this dependency on China for hardware. They're going to be in all of our data centers. Remember last year when Edward Snowden was all the rage? Remember when he mentioned that the US may have baked in some backdoor programs to allow the NSA to get into other countries' networks? Everyone was outraged. Germany was outraged. China was especially outraged. They stopped buying a bunch of equipment from the US. But what happens if China's doing the same thing? Lenovo was caught doing that before. They did it with their laptops. Personally, I'm a Motorola user, and I'm very concerned that they're baking in some shadiness into my Moto phone. Not to be accusatory, being the paranoid human being that I am, it's probably safer to assume that that is happening rather than not. So our hardware manufacturing is going overseas to China. The companies that did it domestically are now focused on services and the cloud and infrastructure as a service. And what does that mean for data centers? I don't want to be an alarmist. There are companies that are always going to want to have their data on site, not in the cloud, and managed by their own employees. But for the vast majority of companies that are just starting out and are not related to banking and medical, they're not even attempting to build out their own infrastructure. They're starting their businesses in the cloud. They're not tied to any infrastructure. They're not tied to any particular platform. They can move their data from application to application, from platform to platform. And yes, our favorite companies are going to make that very difficult, but people will find a way to transfer their information and their data from platform to platform. So if you have less company-specific data centers, that means there's going to be less jobs. So people who have career paths in physical infrastructure, I suspect it's going to be increasingly more difficult to find employment unless you have a background in cloud, and specifically one of the major providers' cloud systems, specifically Amazon. It kind of makes me sad that those jobs are going to go away. But there's another element to this as well. There are less data centers. The people who make the equipment, whether it's HP, whether it's some company in China, they're going to have to sell to the companies that are doing the cloud infrastructure. So a company like HP, their number one customer is going to be Amazon or Google, but not really Google, because Google's got a whole other situation going. And that really does change the market dynamic, because now we're shifting away from supplier X sells to company A. Those companies are going to dictate what's being designed, because now it's a one-to-one relationship. Those hardware suppliers really only have a handful of customers that they're going to be able to sell to. Is that going to happen right now? No, but it's going to happen soon. And to keep on the topic of jobs, and we've discussed this for several weeks, consulting is also taking a hit. Offshore consulting companies are cheaper, and I suppose they're easier to contract with, potentially, and customers are using them more often. And that's why you're seeing companies like IBM eviscerate their consulting services departments. Hewlett-Packard, and I know I say this every week, they're selling off their consulting company and merging it with CSC. The rap on these legacy companies are they're too hard to deal with, they're too expensive, and their business has suffered. It probably also doesn't help when they have catastrophic failures like Oracle's medical gateway lawsuit in Oregon and IBM's most recent failure with the Australian census. It's not good for companies to have such public failures. If you're looking for a bright side, I guess I can give you one. There will be more IT jobs and application development, and actually, there might even be some middleware application that sort of translates users' needs so you don't even need to code anymore. You just need to define requirements. But maybe that's further out. Who knows? But IBM got some good news this week. They inked a 7-year deal with cloud computing company Workday. Through their SoftLayer cloud service, IBM is basically going to provide Workday all of their testing and staging infrastructure for the next 7 years. Again, here's a situation where Workday does not want to build out their own infrastructure, and IBM, who is now focused as a cloud-based company, can provide it in a much easier and cheaper method. And in other really cool IBM news, in Japan, they're using Watson to help diagnose patients, and it's actually starting to work. Doctors in Japan have been feeding Watson millions of medical records with the hope that it will be able to diagnose similar symptoms. Right now, this application in Japan is able to read through 40 million documents in 15 seconds. And as a result of those scans, Watson was able to diagnose a woman whom doctors were unable to diagnose with what was exactly wrong with her. Watson was able to diagnose this woman with leukemia in about 10 minutes. And yes, I do think that this news item is probably gimmicked. There's probably all kinds of things not quite accurate with the news article, because if it was, it would be bigger news. It would be on your local news. But even if 10% of this thing is working the way that they say it is, that's going to have huge implications for human society. And I guess Watson will put some doctors out of work too? I hope not. Here at Sourcecast, my listeners know that I like to make fun of Oracle because they're grouchy. But they did something nice this week. Oracle announced this week that they are opening up a high school on their campus to better train kids on how to use information technology, how to do coding, and how to do development. Oracle sees the skills gap that's going to happen with the next generation of workers, and they're trying to proactively do something about it. I really like this idea. Kudos to you, Oracle. But of course, it can't all be sunshine and puppy dogs with Oracle. They're trying to sue Google again because of Java. They're now claiming that Google lied about their Chrome operating system and their Android operating system. The major beef with this most recent issue is Google said they never impacted desktop Java use because they're on a phone with the Android operating system. But now, because Google is porting Android applications over to their Chrome OS, which is effectively a desktop, Oracle is screaming bloody murder. An Android Authority article said that the judges were not really impressed with this new argument from Oracle, but we'll see what happens. And since we're talking about some careers, this week's news that you can use is referencing Mike Rowe. Mike Rowe, who you may know as the host of TV's Dirty Jobs and some new show on CNN, tells you to not follow your passions. He uses the example of the terrible singers that you see on American Idol and how these people are saying that they are following their passions and they are absolutely horrible at singing and everyone makes fun of them nationally. To condense Mr. Rowe's somewhat snarky video, he basically says, you need to follow opportunity. If you see a bunch of people running in one direction, you should look in another. He gives an example of a garbage man. There was a gentleman he met on Dirty Jobs that was quite successful with a garbage removal or waste removal service. And when he asked, why did you get into this business? The guy said, nobody else wanted to do it. And eventually, I got pretty good at it. And eventually, I made some good money at it. And that sort of ties into a personal example that I'll give. I watched the movie Spotlight last night. Great movie, horrible subject matter. But the gist of the movie is really about journalists and how long it takes to research a story properly. It could take years. And of course, in today's market, most newspapers don't have the appetite to spend years investigating a news story. And that sort of investigative journalism doesn't exist today, or it's in short supply. And when I was a kid, I really wanted to be a journalist. I really wanted to write for newspapers. Hence the blog. So in high school, I actually took a journalism class, and I had a great teacher. Her name was Marge Fonts. And Marge brought in a couple of writers from an actual newspaper. And they basically said it was really hard to find a job, it was really hard to make a decent living, and you had to move around a lot. And because my teacher brought in those journalists to talk to my class, I rethought my career options. And I'm so glad that I did, because I would probably be struggling right now to be able to find a job and feed my family. Although I am thoroughly disgusted about what happened to journalism. And maybe I'll be saying the same thing about IT. Maybe the computers will take all the jobs. But for now, you have to stay engaged. And you have to keep learning. And you have to figure out your sweet spots. You have to follow the opportunity, like Mr. Dirty Job said. And that's all we have for this week. As a reminder, you can find SourceCast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. SourceCast is recorded in bucolic Mantua, New Jersey, and is produced and recorded by me. Music is provided by Google. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.